Archers for week 24th of February to the 1st of March 2002.
Jennifer fiddles while Rome burns.
Do you want a drink?
Ooh, it'd be nice. There's some white wine left in the fridge.
Right. Let me just wash my hands first. You're having a beer, right?
Yeah. The mum's jumble sale on Wednesday.
Oh, yes. I thought you hated parting with books.
Oh, I do. A lot of them are Alice's that she's outgrown.
You've managed to get her to part with them?
Well, she can be a bit of a hoarder.
Just a bit. How does that tell?
Here you are.
Thank you.
Oh, she's being very grown up about it. In fact, she's helping Caroline man the bookstore.
On a school night? What about homework?
Oh, it's all over by about 8.
Let's have a look. Oh, I enjoyed this, Robert Harris.
Well, do you want to keep it, then?
Not now I know the ending. Are you getting rid of this?
Well, it's not my only copy.
Ambridge. An English village through the ages. Took you and Tregaron ages to research this.
It was a labour of love. Great fun.
Yes, well.
Hey, where's this wine?
Sorry.
Jack was asking if we'd decided on our costumes for the fancy dress ball.
I wasn't aware we'd even bought the tickets, yeah?
Of course we have.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you think of something. It's more your line. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, darling. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that's better. Wonder how the Lammy's going up at Brookfield.
Yes. When did they start?
End of last week. I don't envy them. They won't be able to let the ewes and lambs out with the fields still so waterlogged.
Linda told me at church that they've been planning their new kitchen.
Oh, good luck to them.
It sounds gorgeous. They're having granite worktops and... Oh, not again.
I get it.
Well, somebody's rung 3 times this afternoon and not got through.
Really? Home farm?
Ryan. Thank God.
Oh, hello.
Can you talk?
No, I haven't got them in front of me.
Where is it?
I'll need to go to my study. Could you hold on? Someone from the Hungry Consortium wants some figures.
Have they been trying to get through earlier?
I don't know. Look, I think they're in the study. I'll take it in there.
Oh, should I bring your drink through?
No, it won't be long. You can put the receiver down for me, though.
Okay.
Hold on. Put the phone down now, darling.
Okay.
Siobhan, are you out of your mind? Why have you rung me here?
I've been desperate to get to you. I've been leaving messages on your mobile all weekend.
Well, I was going to call you. I've had family...
Tim knows. Brian, did you hear me?
Yes.
Game's up.
Well, how did he find out? You didn't tell him.
He guessed.
Didn't you try and deny it?
There wasn't any point. Besides, I'm not ashamed. It was a relief in a funny kind of way.
He's not on his way over here.
Oh, no. Though I thought he might have been on Friday.
Friday?
When he found out. Oh. It was after he'd left. He had a hideous row. He just stormed out of the house. He hasn't been back since.
I see.
I've had a miserable weekend. I missed you so much. I needed to talk to you.
Yes. Well, we're going to have to finish it.
What?
We always knew this might happen, Siobhan. It was the gamble.
No.
If you can persuade Tim to keep quiet and not do anything, no one will ever find out.
I can't, Brian. That's what I want. I need you. That's him back.
Look, Siobhan, it's for the best. Siobhan. Damn, I'm pretty lost.
Hello.
You look awful.
Thanks. Where have you been?
Felpersham.
Felpersham?
Hmm. Crown Hotel. Very sybaritic. I thought I'd treat myself.
I'm glad you're home.
Well, I've got surgery in the morning.
Do you need a shirt?
Oh, please. Isn't it a bit late for that?
Tim, don't.
What? Don't! What?
I know you're angry. Can't we just talk?
It's all right, let's talk.
Calm down.
Is he good in bed? Better than me? Hmm?
Look, I'm not going
to... Well, he must have something going for him. I mean, it's hardly his youthful good looks, is it?
Don't.
No wonder he goes around with that smug look on his face. He's getting at home and away.
Doesn't suit you being crude.
How many times do you do it?
I don't know.
What, lost count? Did you do it here? In our house? our bed?
Tim.
Or were you reduced to using the back of his four-wheel drive? Or the Merc, a first-class car for a third-rate shag?
Tim, stop it!
Does Jennifer know?
No one does.
Oh, that's something.
I wouldn't tell anyone.
God, you're taking a big risk, aren't you? What if she finds out? Don't you care about being cited in a divorce?
It won't.
Won't it? How do you know? She's out of the grounds. Well, I hadn't even thought about it.
No, look, this is doing my head in.
Or maybe that's the plan, is it?
What?
That Brian gives up Jennifer, Alice and the farm. All for you. No, I can't see it myself.
Oh, stop it!
What? Doesn't love you enough, is that it? Oh, have I hit a nerve now?
I can't stand this.
Do you love him?
I can't.
Do you love him?
I don't know.
God, all weekend I've fantasised about going round there and beating up that creep, wiping that smarmy grin off his face. Ah, but I'm too respectable for that, aren't I?
I know you don't deserve this.
No! And neither does Jennifer and neither does Alice. And that's what stopped me. You've got me over a barrel, really, haven't you?
Look, Tim, let's have a drink or something.
Any idea how humiliated I feel?
Some, yeah. Oh. I had to put up with all your adoring female patients over the years. One in particular.
Oh, leave Janet out of this.
What? You worried you might lose the moral high ground?
But I didn't sleep with
her. But you wanted to!
But I didn't! And that's the difference!
Stop fiddling with the curtain. Come to bed.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry, darling. Just,
I want to tell you my idea. Come on.
All right. All right.
Ready?
What's all this?
It came to me while you were in the bath.
What?
An Ambridge scrapbook.
Oh.
To mark the Jubilee. I thought I could maybe publish a print run of, oh, I don't know, 200 or so. What do you think? Well?
Well, the word scrapbook doesn't inspire me.
All right. An archive, then. Is that better? A sort of record of Ambridge in 2002.
But again? It doesn't seem 5 minutes ago you brought out your last history of the village.
Oh, that was over 20 years ago.
Mm. As long as it's not worthy.
What do you mean, worthy?
Mm, full of pictures of old men in smocks.
Oh, darling, you've got completely the wrong idea. It'd be contemporary photographs of all the families and residents.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry, Jenny. No, it's a lovely idea. As long as...
As long as what?
As long as I don't become a research widower.
Oh. Fair enough. You all right, darling?
Yeah, I'm fine. What?
You've been very quiet all evening.
I haven't?
You've hardly said a word at supper.
Oh, well. If you must know, I... Well, this sounds really silly.
What?
I still get this stab of jealousy when you talk about John Trigorin.
Brian.
Oh, there you are. I can't help it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Is it?
Mm.
What was that?
What?
But I heard a noise in the yard. Did you hear anything?
No. Now, should we turn the light out?
Will you stop circling the room? It's driving me mad.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I think we should go to bed now. We're both tired.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I've got stuff to get ready for tomorrow.
Siobhan.
What?
What about... about me? Us?
Save the big question to last, why don't you?
I was lying in that hotel room, wondering what
terrible thing I'd done to lose you.
You haven't lost me.
Haven't I?
I don't analyse things like you do. It just happened.
But why? Is it because you don't? I can't.
It's all right, it's all right.
I just need to know if you still love me.
Yes, I do. We've shared so much of our lives together.
But?
We're not happy, are we? I mean, face it, Tim.
No.
I need more something different, something exciting.
And he gives you that?
I found it with Brian, yeah.
Right. So, where does that leave us? Still together?
I guess so.
Do you think our marriage is worth saving?
I don't want to lose it. I can't imagine a life without you.
I love you, Siobhan.
I know.
Will you tell him it's over then?
Yes.
It's Tom's 21st.
Oh, weighs a ton.
Wimp.
Honestly, I won't hit a single clay if I have to swing this monstrosity every time.
Oh. Okay, look, let's try this one. It's nearer £7.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's much better.
Yeah, it'll be easier to control, but you'll feel more recoil.
Well, at least I'll be able to lift it.
Stock length looks about right. Does it feel comfortable?
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, Annie Oakley, calm down.
Well, I aim to surprise you today.
Right.
What time should we meet up?
Oh, 1:30 at the plantation.
Okay.
Yeah, William said he'd operate the trap. Well, he'll be over there anyway,
so... Great.
More toast, love?
No. Ooh, better go. I want to give Tom his present before I go to work.
Oh, of course, it's today.
Yeah.
I don't even remember my 21st. It passed in a beery blur.
Well, it's a bittersweet day for Tom.
Why?
It's the same day John died. 4 years ago.
Get off your
tempo!
Stupid thing. I've made you a club sandwich deluxe for lunch.
Cheers.
What's the problem?
Top link's stuck.
So, you resort to brute force and ignorance.
Yeah, that's it. Usually works.
Well, have a sandwich to restore your strength.
Thanks. Great way to spend my 21st.
Oh, cheer up. We'll have a mega feed later on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And you've got your band at the weekend.
Shame Kirsty's pulling pints tonight.
Oh, never mind. Your dad'll buy her a drink or two when we're all down there celebrating.
Give her a good tip, more like.
Oh, here's Peggy.
Mind your shoes, Gran.
Oh, I don't mind a bit of mud. Happy birthday, Tom.
Thanks.
And here's your card.
Oh, ta.
Have you had lunch, Peggy?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Oh, wow. A check. Thanks, Gran.
You enjoy yourself.
Great.
It's a shame you've got to work today.
I'd rather stay busy.
I understand. Now, Pat, I'm after your jumble. Did you manage to find anything?
Well, mainly Helen's cast-off crop tops.
And some of my old T-shirts. Dad tried to put his stripy jumper in the bag. We stopped him on the grounds of public health.
Tom! Only I'm meeting Cathy at the village hall in 10 minutes. We need to start sorting things out or we'll never be ready in time.
Oh, I thought it was all up at Grey Gables.
I've been moving it all morning. I've got a car full of black bags. No one's using the hall before Wednesday, so Chris said it'd be all right.
I'm sorry I'm too busy to give you a hand.
Oh, don't worry. I've got an army of volunteers. She's donated George's stuffed badger.
Not the one in the conservatory.
Oh, no, this is only his second best one. Buster.
He'll get over it, then.
He doesn't know. Chris smuggled it out of the house under cover of darkness.
Oh, dear.
Bet some of Eddie's dodgy videos will turn up for sale.
Oh, we don't want to handle counterfeit goods.
Oh, they're hardly that grand. They're just taped over other things.
Oh, all the same. Oh, did I say Caroline's arranged for a friend of hers to come in and look at the bric-a-brac on Wednesday afternoon? He's in antiques.
Oh?
The idea is to spot anything of value before it goes on sale.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's just the sort of thing she'd think of.
Yeah, you don't want dealers coming in and ripping off the good stuff.
Exactly. Anyway, I don't want to be late for Cathy.
Do you need a hand unloading?
Oh, no, dear. We'll manage.
But you can't keep putting it off, love.
Well, what if she doesn't approve?
You don't know what she'll think unless you speak to her.
Yeah, fair enough. Lucy's always been unpredictable.
Yeah, I know, but look at Fallon. She's okay about us getting hitched.
Yeah, now that was a pleasant surprise. I was expecting fireworks.
You know what? Just don't raise your hopes she'll come over from New Zealand for the wedding.
Yeah, that would be expecting a lot.
Ooh, it's like a graveyard in here, this dinner, isn't it?
Yeah. The doctor's not helping. Face like a wet weekend.
Upset him, are you?
Now he's in a world of his own. Been staring into that pint for half an hour.
Does look a bit sorry for himself. Hey, up.
Afternoon.
Kathy, hi.
Hiya. Can I have a word?
Oh, yeah.
Look, love, I'll leave you to it. Kathy?
Yeah, yeah. What can I do for you? Oh, you having a drink?
No. I need to know if you can have Jamie tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? You are... Oh, it's Tuesday, isn't it? No, I'm going to the cricket AGM and dinner.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Any other time.
Oh, it's all right.
Yeah. Jolene's here. She could...
No, don't bother. I'll make other arrangements.
OK, William. Paul.
Yes!
Well done.
This is great.
Yeah, beginner's luck.
Well, I said I'd surprise you.
Your coordination's excellent.
Oh.
But your position's rubbish.
Oh.
Look, bring your left foot forward a bit.
Ground is so soggy.
Yeah, I know. Come on, I want a good solid stance.
Right, that better?
Yep. Now, muzzle up. Tuck the stock just under your armpit. There, that's better.
Right.
Now, this time, have the feeling you're pushing forward with your left hand.
Okay.
Yeah, as though you're pointing the gun to the target. It'll cut down on the amount of swing.
I'll try.
And as soon as the targets leave the trap, get the gun moving upwards. Don't hang about. It's easier to get them on the way up.
Greg, can we just get on with it?
All right, all right.
Stand back.
Yeah, I think I'd better. Ready?
Yep.
Again, William. Hold.
Beginner's luck, eh?
Cool hand, Luke.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Tom. He said I'd be useless at this.
Yeah, far from it.
Oh, he wants you to join us in the bull tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, all the family are going down. I said I wasn't sure if you'd make it. It might be quite late.
No, I'd love to.
Hi.
Oh, there you are, Cathy. I made a start on the clothes.
I'm sorry I'm late. I needed a chocolate fix.
That sounds desperate.
Yeah, I've just faced going into the bull for the first time since Sid and Jolene's engagement.
Ah.
It went all right, though I lost it a bit at the end.
Oh, dear.
Well, then I asked Sid to babysit tomorrow night, but he can't.
It must be so difficult.
Oh, Peggy, I never expected to end up a single parent.
No, I meant the engagement.
Oh. Yeah, fine. I'm happy for him, really. It's just he doesn't understand how hard it is sometimes.
Well, you're going somewhere special.
I've joined the dinner party club. It's an event for single people.
Ah, I see.
Tomorrow's my first one.
You must be nervous.
I am. I didn't want to tell Sid where I was going.
No.
Now I've got to fork out for a babysitter on top of the cost of the dinner itself.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, £40.
I told you she'd be fine about it.
Well, more than that. Genuinely pleased.
Of course. Lucy's your daughter. She cares about you.
Yeah, well, she never used to show it.
Well, she's grown up. Got her own life now.
Well, I think it's down to you.
How come?
She likes you.
That's because she can't remember meeting me.
Oh, rubbish. She can hear how happy you made me. And you do. A soon-to-be Mrs. Perks.
The third.
Third time lucky.
See, don't you?
Oh, I don't care. I want the world to see how much I love you.
Well, I don't think they're in any doubt now.
No. I tell you what, It's a darn sight quieter tonight without Dross rehearsing.
I miss him.
Yeah, but look,
We wouldn't have kept the likes of Mrs. Woolley here, with them pounding away upstairs.
Well, I know it were the right decision.
Yes, and not just because of the noise, either.
Yeah, but they still can't find nowhere else to practice, poor kids. Yeah,
well, I'm sorry, love, but I'm not a social worker.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to see if Kirsty needs a hand in the Clowmans.
Yeah.
Same again all round, cheers, Sid.
Oh, right. And these are on the house.
Really?
Hmm. It's not every day you're 21.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Ooh, looks like we're just in time. Does that include me and Greg, too?
Ho-ho! Cheeky, your sister.
Tell me about it.
Evening, Greg.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello, Tom. Happy birthday.
Cheers.
So, what are you two having?
Helen.
Oh, I fancy lager.
Pint?
Oh.
Yeah, pint of jars for me, please.
Oh, right.
Now, tell me, Greg, is it true?
What?
Helen was boasting over supper about her brilliant clay pigeon shooting.
Ah.
Was she really any good?
Tell him, Greg.
Not at all. In fact, she's graduating to live pigeons on Thursday.
He seems to have turned the corner anyway.
Oh, Shula must be so relieved.
I know. It's been a huge strain sleeping at the hospital and going back and forth to the stables every day.
Oh, poor little Daniel. I can still see Helen in her splint.
Of course.
She was so tiny. I felt completely helpless. It was ghastly.
Unfortunately, Daniel's got to wear one.
Oh, no.
To help keep his legs in a better position at night, Shula said.
Oh.
Still, they'll be bringing him home in the morning.
Oh, good. How did the jumble sorting go?
Oh, we've got mountains of the stuff.
Oh, well, better that than not enough.
I don't know why, but it seems to me the women's clothing section is overflowing.
Well, even more than usual.
Well, it looks that way to me. And so much rubbish in the bric-a-brac.
It's surprising what sells, though. I can remember watching one woman buying all the handbags once.
Poor Cathy was still sorting it all out when I came back from visiting Daniel.
Was she off this afternoon?
Yes. And she had to dash to meet Jamie from the school bus.
Oh, I don't envy her.
No. It makes it very hard for her to meet, well, new friends.
Yes.
She should come to the fancy dress dinner dance. She might meet someone eligible there. It'll be a nice class of people.
Well, sure, it will be at £60 a ticket.
You and Tony are still planning to come.
Oh, yes. Well, not usually my scene, these county dues, but I want to support the village hall fund.
That's the way to see it.
And it'll be a laugh.
Yeah.
What will? At last!
Here's the drinks. Mrs. Woolley.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
The fancy dress do.
Oh, yeah. What are you and Dad going as, Mum?
Pinky and Perky.
I'd have thought that was more appropriate for you, dear.
Well said.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Greg.
Well, Dad could go as an organic couch potato.
Oh. Be fair, he was tired tonight.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Or a silver scurf.
Oh.
Silver scurf. It's a potato blemish.
Oh.
Now, come on, sit down, all of you.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, thank you for persuading me to come to the ball with you. I'm having a lovely time. Now, I want to propose a toast to my precious grandson. I know it's not an easy day for any of us, but in my eyes, 21 is still very special. So here's to you, Tom. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. It's turned out to be a really good day. And now I want to propose my own toast. To John.
Yes.
To John.
Thanks, love.
Janet's in reflective mood.
Janet. Jill. I've disturbed you.
Oh, no.
I've come to clean the brass. It's a bit early, but it's the only time I've got.
Sit down.
You sure?
Of course.
Just for a minute, then.
Oh.
The church is so peaceful this time of the morning, and I've got a busy day ahead.
It's good to start with a moment of stillness.
I'm dividing myself between Brookfield and the stables. Ruth's getting so near the term.
Yes, she was said.
I'm very excited. And Daniel's out of hospital this morning. I'm looking after him this afternoon. Oh, look at that. I love it when the sun comes through that window. It floods the church with light.
It's beautiful.
It can't last. You heard the forecast?
Hmm?
The weather?
Oh, no.
I have disturbed you.
No, no, it's just, I've got a lot on my mind.
Oh.
Well, you know, cares of the world seem to weigh more heavily during Lent.
It's a searching time.
Hmm. I get very introspective.
That's as it should be.
I've always rather envied silent orders.
Oh.
Oh, Jill, I didn't mean
it's all right. It must be hard for you, having to meet everyone's needs when you don't feel like it.
Oh, isn't that what you do?
It's different with family. Have you seen Tim recently?
Why?
You're looking peaky.
Oh, I'm fine. I had a bad night.
Well, you look after yourself. We can't have you getting ill.
No, I'll be fine.
I'm only next door now, Janet, if you need to talk.
Thanks, Jill. I'll remember that.
I expect something at lambing.
Yeah.
Prolapsed uterus is dangerous. She could have died of shock from the rapid heat loss.
Do you think she'll be all right?
Well, we've trussed her up, but David needs to keep a close eye on her in case she starts draining again.
Of course.
I've given her a long-action antibiotic.
She must have picked up an infection.
Plus old age.
Hmm. We'll have to cull her before next season.
It's getting pretty crowded in there.
Well, we can't let them out. There's nowhere dry enough for them to go. We're all behind with the fieldwork, too.
You should breed hippopotamuses instead.
What?
Mud, mud, glorious.
Mud. I don't know about glorious. Have you time for a coffee?
Yeah, why not a quick one?
Good. Thanks for coming out.
No problem.
I know how busy you are today. What time are you due at the hospital?
9:30. The doc will be having a last look at Daniel before we can bring him home.
Oh, what an ordeal.
He's being very brave, but he hates the pain.
Terrible.
Well, at least he's stable, that's the main thing. And his joints are more mobile now.
Oh, let's hope it doesn't flare up again.
Children who spend time in hospital grow up to be compassionate adults, though. That's my theory, anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Not that I'd wish this on any kid.
Oh, their parents.
No.
I don't know how you've both coped.
Shula's borne the brunt of it. Sleeping there, dashing back and forward to work. Jill's been a rock.
And crisp by the sound of it.
Yeah. I don't think she or George will ever realise their dream of being fully retired.
No, they enjoy getting back into the jobs from time to time.
Well, we couldn't have coped without her taking the odd lesson.
What about this week?
Well, that's one day at a time. Jill's babysitting this afternoon. How's this nursery coming along, anyway?
It's a work in progress.
Still not done?
No.
What was the problem with his mum?
Her first one was a difficult lambing. She's just exhausted.
Poor thing.
She wasn't interested. Wouldn't even lick it dry, let alone suckle it.
I'll soon have you dry, little one.
I'm glad you came over when you did.
I was on the way to see Ruth, but I couldn't resist looking in on the new lambs.
Well, it was good timing. Neil's not in for 30 minutes yet.
I'm glad to be of help.
I want to get him fostered quick. I'm worried his temperature will drop.
I hope the foster mum responds.
Yeah. Well, the twin died, so she's got plenty of milk.
Good.
But I've got a stomach tube here in case she rejects it.
Where's the colostrum?
Jug's by your foot there.
Oh.
And I've got some more thawing out. I'll take her lamb away now.
She's not going to like that.
Well, she can have it back in a minute. Come on. There. And you keep an eye on it?
Yeah.
Can you pass me that clean towel?
You what?
Thanks. I'll get some of her afterbirth on it.
Listen to her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There we go. Is he dry yet?
No, dry enough. Aren't you?
Right, you smear him with this then, please.
Right.
I'll check her udders.
Come on. Nose and tail. Could you make use of my light? It's a genuine article. I was curious. I ran into Peggy on my way over here in a very cheerful mood.
Oh, yeah?
Unloading jumble.
Oh, that wouldn't put a smile on my face. the others are fine.
She's got everything well in hand.
Yeah?
No, she had a lovely time at the ball last night celebrating Tom's 21st.
Oh, of course, yeah.
She went with them on the spur of the moment after supper. Stayed until closing. Ooh, he's wriggling. He's been good up to now.
I think he's ready to go in with her.
Here you are, then.
OK. Right, under her nose.
Fingers crossed.
There you are.
She's interested, look.
Irresistible.
Yeah, she's sticking her tail.
That's a good start. Come on. Come on.
She's tired after twins.
Come on.
There we are.
Meet your new baby.
I'll pop her own lamb in with her now as well.
There.
Let's hope she accepts both of them.
He's still fast asleep.
That's probably the best thing.
Yeah, I'll make him some lunch soon.
That's early.
Oh, you know what his appetite's like on these steroids. I just wanted to tidy the muck heap while I've got a moment. Are you staying?
I'll grab a sandwich. I've got some PDs at Edgeley at 12:30. What time are you expecting Jill?
2:00. My lesson's at 15:15.
Well, I'll be out all day now.
Oh, okay, darling.
Listen, how would you feel about having a group of young musicians around the place?
What?
Well, I ran into Fallon Rogers on a call near Manorfield Close this morning.
Oh.
She's pretty fed up. Dross haven't got anywhere to practice.
I'm not surprised, the racket they make.
Oh, come on. They need a bit of encouragement. And we've got all this space.
Well, what about the horses?
I think they'd be fine. Might even like it.
Darling.
Well, there wouldn't be any loud bangs. More low-level thuds.
Mm, how do you know?
We could ask them to keep it down. There's that old tap room you never use.
Mm, you didn't say anything to her.
No, not without consulting you first.
Better get the colostrum down in.
It's still warm.
Poor little thing.
Yeah, well, he was just too weak to get to the teat. Oh, fiddly thing.
Careful.
That's it. Right. OK, you hold him steady.
Don't worry.
You support his head.
I've got him.
Down we go. No, don't try and chew the tube.
It's all right, he's swallowing it.
There we go. Yeah, that's good.
He's nice and calm.
Okay, now slowly does it.
He's very small. It'll be a little and often job with him.
Yeah. Right. I'll give him another 90 mil at 5:00. And then Eddie can do a 10:00 feed. He'll be in tonight.
Good.
Sorry I dropped in unannounced.
Oh, don't be silly. Daniel was really excited to see you.
He seems quite perky.
Yeah, he had a good sleep up to lunchtime. And he's so pleased to be off that wretched drip as well.
But he's still on the steroids.
Yeah, and the anti-inflammatories. It'll be slow progress, but he's definitely improving.
Oh, you must be so relieved, Julia.
Mm. The house has been quite empty without him. It's amazing. And it's so big. How's your morning been?
Oh, you know.
No.
I ran into Tim.
And?
And nothing. That's the trouble. I can't help him. I want to, but I can't.
I'm sure he knows.
No, does he? He really opened up to me about Siobhan's affair, and it must look like I don't care.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh, I wonder if I should stop doing my counselling at the surgery.
Well, that'd be a shame.
As things are, I don't feel I can talk to him unless Susan's there too.
Oh, well, that is awkward.
And he's so drawn. I just want to put my arms around him and protect him from all the pain.
Oh, Janet.
Oh, it's so silly.
No, it's not.
I know he wants to do the same, but I can't let that happen. I wouldn't trust myself.
No.
Oh, it's so hard, Julia.
Well, I think you're showing amazing restraint.
Hello there.
Oh, Mum.
I let myself in. Oh. Hello.
Afternoon, Jill.
Janet came to see Daniel.
That's nice.
And now I've got to make tracks.
Don't go on my account.
No, really. I must get on.
Oh, I'll see you out.
No, it's okay. I'll try and come again at the end of the week.
Oh, great.
Bye, Jill.
Bye, dear.
Bye, Janet. Look after yourself.
That's just what I said to her this morning.
Oh, when?
In church. I think she looks run down, don't you?
A bit.
Anyway, darling, how's Daniel?
Oh, come through and see for yourself. He's dying to see you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here you are. I've been looking all over the house.
I was just sanding down this little bump in the plaster.
Ruth, I told you, I'll get it done. Now stop it.
All right, all right. The baby will start off in our room anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, I love this yellow paper. It's so warm.
Well, it'll be nice when the other walls match it, and I'll do it.
Is Eddie here?
Yeah. He's made a start in the shed.
Good.
Listen, I told him to remind William we've still got baby Spice here.
He's never asked for a back.
No, but she is their property.
Fair enough. Oh, I spoke to Usha.
Yeah?
She and Adrian are going to the fancy dress dinner as Queen Victoria and Albert.
Interesting.
Anyway, we're going into Borchester on Thursday morning for a couple of hours.
Why?
Oh, my hair's driving me mad. I must have it cut before I go into hospital.
Hmm. Is that wise?
I'll only be sitting in the hairdressers.
Just be careful.
I want to feel me best when people come and visit the baby.
All right. Only have your mobile with you in case.
It'll be my last chance for weeks. Soon it'll be all nappies and sleepless nights.
Yeah, well, no change there, then. Hey, Mum played a blinder in the lambing shed this morning.
She can turn her hand to anything on this farm.
Yeah.
Will the lamb be all right?
Yeah, he'll make it. How's our little one been today?
Quiet. Feel.
Preparing itself for the big adventure.
Can't wait.
Neither can I, love.
It's the day of the jumble sale, but it's Bleak House at Honeysuckle Cottage.
Sorry, do you want the bathroom first?
No, it's all right, you go on.
Are you sure? I'm only having a shower.
No, I can wait.
Okay. Siobhan, what's happening tonight? Should we cook something together, or...?
Well, I'm not sure when I'll be back.
Oh.
I'm seeing a client in Felpisham. Late.
Right.
No, really.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed he didn't turn up. Oh, never mind. I've got a pretty good eye there. This is the first chance I've had to look through this box.
Gracious, there must be enough of these stainless steel toast racks in circulation for every breakfast table in Britain.
Perex Catering. Oh, a cracked saucer. What's the point of that?
Oh, this bowl looks pretty.
Oh, yes. Go look.
Yeah.
See on the bottom. Crown Works Burslem.
A Susie Cooper production.
And the Leaping Deer Mark. This'll be worth something. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up.
Does Buster count as bric-a-brac?
Who's Buster?
George's second best badger. He didn't give permission.
Well, he can't have him back.
He'd be very upset to find him in the jumble.
Too bad. I don't think we could afford to be sentimental about every item. Not when there's money to be made.
Oh.
All right now, everyone. Can I have some hush, please? Thank you. Now, it's 6:10 by my watch.
10 minutes to go.
Calm before the storm.
I'm quite nervous.
Me too. Silly, isn't it?
Right.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Willie.
I'd like to run through my checklist. Firstly, are we all here?
Clary's on her way. She's working till 5:30.
Well, I hope you'll be able to manage the ladies' clothing if she's late, Betty. It's always the busiest.
I could help out. I'm on the gents on the next table.
No, don't worry, I'll cope.
Oh, Mrs. Wood is right. It does bear the full brunt of the opening assault. Oh, I can stand in for Clary to start with. I don't think anyone will want a cup of tea the minute they come through the door.
No, they'll be heading straight for the bargain.
No, that's no good. People must have access to tea at all times. Which brings me to the first item. Is the tea urn on?
Should Jamie be doing that, Cassie?
Oh, Jamie, leave that alone. Sorry, carry on.
He's running amok.
Oh, Jack, I do wish you'd stop interrupting.
He's only trying to help.
Oh, here's Clary.
Oh,
look.
So sorry. I just dashed over from Bridge Farm. Eddie were late picking me up. He's been up at Brookfield.
Oh. Hello, Clary.
And Ruth and David say sorry they can't come tonight.
Well, I'm not surprised with Lamin and the baby too.
There's a heck of a queue out there.
Oh, really?
Oh, I had to push my way through. Got some very dirty looks.
You cut it very fine.
Sorry. What have I missed?
Mrs. Woolley's running through her checklist.
Oh, sorry about that. I've settled in with a book. Yes, Mrs. Woolley, the tea urn's on.
Right, thank you, Kathy. Now, I want you all to be ruthless in demanding exact change from the customers. Don't let them fob you off with notes if you can clearly see coins in their purse.
How are we supposed to look?
Oh, you can be discreet. I do it all the time in the shop.
And I hope you've each remembered to bring a tin for your money.
Yes. I've brought a yoghurt pot.
Remember, this is not a giveaway or some Turkish bazaar. So charge a decent price and stick to it.
No haggling?
No.
It's all for the village hall, after all.
Now, carrier bags. We're very short, so only give them out when strictly necessary. Mm-hmm. And do watch out for stealing.
Yeah.
Oh, now what?
I told you they was restless.
Let me in!
Oh, can't people wait 5 minutes?
Hello! I think that's Julia Pargeter.
What's she want?
Slumming it.
Shall I?
Oh, yes, go on, or we'll never get any peace.
I didn't know she was helping.
She's not, as far as I know.
Oh, hello, Julia.
Oh, at last.
Can you help
me with these?
Well, of course.
What on earth?
I've got some clothes, look.
Where should we put them, Peggy?
Oh, bring them over here.
Right. Here we are.
All right. Oh. There.
Well, they should bring a decent amount.
Well, oh, the smell.
It's mothballs.
Oh, gosh, a fur coat.
Don't see many of them around, even at Grey Gables.
I lived in mine as a student.
Manky old thing.
Yes, Gerald gave it to me for our 10th wedding anniversary. I just couldn't bear to give you my fox.
Well,
oh, yes.
Thank you, Julia. Let's hope we can sell it.
Oh, Julia, this is exquisite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just an old evening dress from the 40s.
Yeah, feeling.
Oh, silky. Mm,
wow. Classic design.
One has to be prepared to part with things for a good cause. I thought £75.
75?
Yes, a snip, I know.
Is that four items, madam?
Five.
Well, that's £2.50 then, please. Oh, suit yourself.
See, we're another out-of-towner. They come from all over.
Well, I think we're overcharging. Some of these things haven't even been through the washing machine.
This is the first breather we've had.
Oh, thank goodness, I've got shocking indigestion.
Oh, dear.
Well, Mike insisted we have our tea at 5 o'clock.
Left my lot to fend for themselves.
How did he get that turfing job?
Oh, yeah. The only drawback is he'll have to start his milk round at 5 now.
It's a bit early.
Well, the new job's in Borchester at 8:30.
Wow.
And let him choose his own hours, mind.
Won't be too bad in summer.
Well, that's what he says. It'll be like when he used to get up to do the milking.
Yeah, you never lose the feel for an early start.
Well, I'm always up and about with the hens anyway. I'm just relieved to see him so positive and raring to go.
Oh, customer, excuse me. Have you anything smaller, please? Yeah, that's better. Can't, I very much.
Betty?
Yes, Mr. Woolley?
I don't suppose I could share your tin, could I?
Oh, well...
you see... only I thought Peggy was bringing mine. I didn't dare speak up at the time, and my pockets are stuffed full of money.
Oh, go on, then. You'd better empty it.
Oh, thanks. You haven't forgotten the video to be delivered on Friday, have you?
Oh, how could I?
Now, do be sure to get 2 signatures and 2 pieces of printed ID from people before they join.
Yeah, you have said. Look, you've got a customer.
Oh, yes, thanks. Can I help you, sir?
Well, I'm fed up with these bloody videos. Sid's been giving me grief now. I don't think it will stop folk coming in for a pint. That's why they go to a pub to get away from the telly.
I'm glued to ours at the moment.
Glued to what?
Hello, Cathy.
Hello. Eddie's had so many complaints, he's making me watch all the videos before he hours the man.
Oh, I couldn't stand that.
Quality control. Quite relaxing, really.
At least it's a free night in.
I've got Mel Gibson to look forward to tonight.
Oh, lucky you.
Hey, come over if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Edward will sit in with Jamie.
Oh, no, you're all right, Clary.
Tell you what, I'll ask Joan.
You sure?
Of course. Can't seem to shift Buster. He's an acquired taste. Why are these book covers always so lurid?
I know.
Even when there's no sex in the story.
No.
Oh, was Alice all right about that Shelley school book?
Miffed but stoical. She's gone for a lemonade.
Oh, she's a good girl. But we couldn't let it go for 50 pence, but it's obviously worth more.
I suggested she choose something else free instead. Was that all right?
Of course.
Hi, you two. Would you like me to bring you some tea?
Oh, lovely. Oh, yes, please, Cathy.
Right.
How did it go last night?
What?
The dinner party.
Oh, yes. How did you get on?
Well, I felt very awkward at first.
I'm sure.
There was a wide mix of people, though.
Oh, that's good.
Except the women massively outnumbered the men.
Oh.
Yeah. And we spent the whole evening trashing our ex-husbands. It was more like a therapy session, about the same price.
Well, it's early days.
Uh-oh, Julia's heading this way. Do you mind if we change the subject?
Of course.
How much did you pay for her evening dress, Caroline?
More than I should have.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Julia.
Oh, is that your son shrieking by the tea urn?
He hasn't hurt himself.
No, just my eardrums.
Poor love, he's bored. I'll have to get him home soon.
That might be a good idea.
I suppose I could have left him with Sid tonight.
Poor Cathy.
Poor me? He runs wild like that at Lower Loxley. Needs training reins.
He's 6.
Well, they're never too old. Well, you must be rather pleased with yourself, Peggy.
Yes, I think it's going very well.
Yes. Oh, a small change compared to the fancy dress dinner dance. Well, county affairs bound to eclipse all these trivial events.
Oh, really? Excuse me, I'll get us that tea, Caroline.
Thanks.
We're so looking forward to it.
Oh, me too. We fancy going as Carmen and Escamilla.
Oh, yes, yes. I can just see Oliver as a toreador.
If we could shoehorn him into a suit of lights. Have you had any ideas?
Well, Madame de Pompadour. She was quite an intellectual, you know, and if she hadn't been Louis XV's mistress, she might well have had a salon in Paris.
And what about Elizabeth and Nigel?
They don't know. Elizabeth did just mention The Wicked Lady and Captain Jerry Jackson.
Oh, excellent. That was a wonderful film.
Oh, yes. the archetypal games for a melodrama. Of course, Elizabeth hasn't really the cleavage for it. Whereas Margaret Rockwood, well, post-war Britain was mesmerised.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, it's ages since I had a snowball.
Sorry there's no Alice.
It was kind of Joe to babysit.
Ah, no, nonsense. He's had enough cups of tea at yours. Oh, tell you what, though, I do feel a bit guilty not staying to help.
Oh, me too. Well, I had to get Jamie home to bed.
Oh, it was cream cracker. I don't like all this violence.
Me neither.
Here, Mrs. Aldridge's face when Alice struggled into the car with that stuffed badger.
Oh, so, no.
Picture.
Still, it was fun.
Yeah, it was. We must have raised a fair bit of money for the Jubilee Fund.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet again.
Hey, Clary.
Hmm?
Look.
Hey?
The film. It's changed.
Huh? Oh, my Lord.
Whoa.
That ain't Mel Gibson.
No. It's Marlon Brando and...
Oh. Yeah. The woman there.
Last Tango.
Suppose.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh.
Good thing Joe's next door.
Oh, you're still up.
Yeah.
Had a good evening? You didn't light the fire.
Didn't see much point.
I was going to make a hot drink. Do you want something?
Can't you even pretend to be sorry?
No. Sorry, I can't.
Helen's lost the knack.
Right, I've got you in my sights. Oh, this is useless.
You're still trying too hard.
Oh, I haven't shot one yet.
You will.
Why won't they follow a tidy trajectory?
Because they're real live pigeons and they're not flying out of a trap.
Well, so how am I supposed to know where they're coming from next? I did so well on Monday. I need a rest. My shoulder's aching.
Give us your gun. Yeah, I said you'd feel the recoil.
No, it's not that. It's the constant lifting up and down.
It's a good habit to get into. It's more tiring in the long run, having it clapped to your shoulder all the time.
I don't know how people do this for a whole day.
You need to build up your strength. We should go to the gym.
Life's too short.
I'll give you a shoulder rub.
Oh, great.
Yeah, let me put these in the pickup. You come round to mine tonight?
Oh, I can't. I'm starting my next batch of cheese.
There. Oh,
that's nice.
So soon?
Hmm?
What with the cheese?
Oh, you sound like Mum. She thinks I should wait till my last lot's ready to taste before I start again.
She's got a point.
Yeah, but that won't be for another 2 months.
Just don't overdo it. Working full-time at the shop as well.
Mm. You're good at this. No, I like work.
And even so.
Mm.
I've enjoyed this week. You're staying over?
Yeah, me too.
I miss you when you're not there. The place isn't as homely.
You make us sound like an old married couple.
You know what I mean.
Well, you can come round to Bridge Farm for supper then.
OK. It won't be pigeon pie, will it?
You?
I'm pressing right on me bladder. Makes me want to go to the loo all the time.
Well, we're on the right floor.
Slow down.
Sorry.
I love to be able to go faster than a waddle, but I can't.
I like this bed. Look.
It's enormous.
Oh, I don't care. Oh, individual pocket spring.
Is that what you're after?
I don't know.
You wouldn't get it up your stairs.
No, I'm going to try it anyway.
Oh, go on, embarrass me.
Where's that sales bloke?
Don't worry, he's not looking.
Okay. Oh, come on, Ruth. Come on, get on, it's lovely.
You're joking, I'd never get up again.
How much?
Let's see. Pocket Sprung Deluxe, a mere £1,100. You'd have to stay in bed all day to get your money's worth.
Mm, on a Sunday, maybe.
Oh, come on, I need the loo.
Oh, sorry.
You can come back this way.
Oh. Ruth, are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
It's all right, I've got you.
Oh, it's okay. It's just a contraction.
Oh, no, are you sure?
Yeah, let me... Oh, I need to walk around a bit.
Oh, you're sure you're okay?
Maybe I'll lie down until it passes.
Right, on the bed here.
Oh, I can't. It's the best...
Of course you can. You'll have to. Come on.
Okay. Oh, my feet. Can you...
There.
Right.
I'm going to phone David.
There's no need.
And nevertheless... Right.
Oh, this mattress is wonderful. Sold.
Oh, he's not answering, Ruth.
Oh, I've just been helping Mum put it all back into black bags. There's loads of stuff left over.
She'll have to hold another one.
Well, it's mostly rubbish. Did you go, Siobhan?
No.
I don't care much for them either. Oh, the things people donate. There was a disgusting old fur coat.
It saves them going to the tip.
Oh, how anyone can bear to wear somebody else's smelly cast-offs.
Not everyone can afford new.
Well, even so. Oh, Alice came away with a mounted badger.
Disgusting.
Yes. I'm sure it's harbouring a colony of parasites.
I mean, killing it in the first place.
So how much did it raise?
Oh, well, Caroline identified a Susie Cooper bowl in amongst the bric-a-brac.
Wow.
Yes.
Don't they have Susie Cooper stamped on the bottom?
Well, she thought to turn it over and look.
Will it be worth much?
And Mum and I took it into Borchester this morning, and they said it was worth at least £200.
Really?
Mm. And the man said it happens all the time.
What?
Well, valuable things turning up at jumble sales. And there was a Shelley School hardback with its dust jacket.
I love those books.
Yes, well, Alice really wanted it, but they're selling it to a dealer.
What a shame.
And we looked it up in Alice's Friends of the Shelley School newsletter, and it should raise £40 or so.
Wish I'd kept mine now.
So, the grand total will come in at just under £500.
Wow, that's good, isn't it, Siobhan?
Yeah.
And you know I'm working on a new project at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a book. An up-to-date Ambridge archive with photos.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a description of village life as we live it now, before we're flooded with more incomers. Oh, I'm sorry, Siobhan, no offence meant.
Lots taken.
Well, and Brian won't let me call it a scrapbook, but well, that's what it'll be.
Oh, I think scrapbook sounds far more accessible than archive.
Mm, me too.
We're looking forward to the fancy dress dinner dance.
Oh, yes, so are we. Brian pretends he's not interested, but I know he is. Have you had any costume ideas?
I want to go as the Wicked Lady.
That's more me at the moment.
That'd be marvellous. I can just see Nigel dressed as a highwayman. Stand and deliver.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure he won't need any encouragement to overact. And what about you, Siobhan and Tim?
What about us?
Costumes.
I haven't thought.
Well, you'll have to start thinking soon. It's only 2 weeks away. Anyway, you must excuse me. Helen's expecting me. I'm watching her make her cheese.
Okay, it's nice to see you, Jennifer.
Yeah, and you too. And I'm glad I saw you across the green.
Yeah.
Bye, Siobhan.
Siobhan, for heaven's sake, what's wrong? You look dreadful.
Oh. Sorry.
Come on, let's go in. So it doesn't actually hurt?
No, not really, but I felt better for lying down.
Well, of course you did. That mattress had individual pocket springs, David.
The expression on that boy's face.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The sales assistant, he went white as a sheet.
Oh.
He thought Madam here was going to give birth on his most expensive bed.
What, she chose the best one?
Of course.
We'd have to have bought it then.
Well, I'm sorry, but no more adventures for you in the big wide world. The baby could come next week.
You're a fat lot of good. Told me to take my mobile, then left yours inside.
Yes, no, well, I'm sorry about that. I'll keep it with me at all times from now on.
I knew I wasn't going into labour. It would have hurt.
Well, I wish you'd told me that at the time.
Well, she'd have been screaming her head off if it had been the real thing.
David?
You should have heard it when Pip was born.
Well, Josh was early, wasn't he?
3 weeks.
See, it could happen any time.
I know.
You're OK now.
Yeah, of course. David hasn't let me get off the sofa all afternoon. I've read every article in this pregnancy magazine twice.
What do you think of her hair, David?
Oh, thanks, Sushi. He hasn't even mentioned it.
Oh, sorry, love. It looks great.
You can't see any difference.
You can. It's more...
Yeah?
Well, rounded.
It's a bob.
Oh.
Cost enough.
Well, it's worth it if it makes you feel good.
It does. Hmm.
Do you have it done at Underwoods?
No, I cut above. Same place I had it all shaved off last year.
Oh, right. Good.
And you know what? The hairdresser remembered me. It was the same one.
Oh, that's nice.
He was thrilled to see her pregnant and looking so well.
Yeah, we all are.
Yes. Ooh, look, I'd better shoot. I've got Adrian coming round for supper.
Oh, thanks for this morning.
Oh, don't get up. What's she like?
I know.
Bye. Bye.
Look after her, David. She's a public menace.
Go.
See ya.
I'll see you out.
That was a close one.
She might have told you it wasn't imminent.
My heart was in my mouth. Solicitors don't do midwifery.
Well, I'm glad you were there with her.
Oh, it was fun, up to then, anyway. Better than the time we went to Underwoods to choose a nightie for her cancer op.
Oh, of course.
And there's something Ruth didn't tell you about today.
What?
She filled up when the hairdresser remembered her.
Oh.
He was so happy for her. I think it was a powerful reminder of how far she's come.
So this is the second lot you started in 2 months?
Yeah, we need the continuity.
Yeah, of course.
It's such a subtle thing. It's all about relationship. Everything depending on everything else. And, well, there's the different cultures for a start off.
Why, yes.
And the temperature in the Ban Marie affects the strength of flavour and the final acidity.
I remember the woman in Shropshire saying that.
Yeah, it was a useful trip.
Yes. And is it vegetarian rennet?
And GM-free.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Yeah, well, it'd be a selling point with the customers, and the Soil Association need to know.
Well, I must say, it's looking very professional in here.
Too professional.
Why?
Oh, I'm not keen on these plastic walls. Traditionally, they were lime-washed and would have breathed.
I can see you're going to need full-time help as this takes off.
I know, it's so labour-intensive.
Oh, I'd love to make cheese.
Yeah, well, how much do you like washing up?
Sorry, Elizabeth.
It's all right. I knew something was up.
I'm no good at hiding it. Things have gone from bad to worse.
Is Tim still jealous?
What?
The last time we spoke, he was kicking up a fuss about your trip to Hanover.
Oh, it's more than that. I've had an affair.
Oh.
You're shocked.
Was it that guy?
Which one?
The one in Hanover.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I'm not ready to talk about it.
Oh, fair enough. But it's over.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
And Tim knows.
Oh, yeah. The atmosphere is terrible. He doesn't seem to want to forgive me.
People react in different ways.
After he found out, I mean, when the dust had settled a bit, he said he still wanted me.
And do you want him?
I said I did. He still wants our marriage to work.
That's good.
Except, I feel I'm making all the moves. I've given up the affair, and I'm really trying my best, but it's uphill all the way.
Oh, dear.
He seems obsessed with punishing me.
I'm so sorry.
So lonely.
Oh, Siobhan.
And I said, did he want me to move back to the bedroom, but forget it.
When did he find out?
Last Friday. God, it seems much longer than that.
Maybe he needs more time.
Maybe.
It'll take me more than a week to forgive Nigel.
There's a problem with Tim and me. We're too different, whereas...
Yeah.
Never mind. It used to sort of pull us together, you know, that attraction. But now... Oh, now it's driving us apart.
We're off to the village shop as Linda tries to join the club.
busy.
Oh, I've got to unpack all these DVDs and videos. Mr. Woolley wants them out by dinner time.
Oh, not much hope of that, I'd have thought.
No. In time for the weekend rush, he said.
You should put your foot down, Susan.
Oh, I'm having to make a note of the titles and cross them off on this list.
Well, I must say, Robert and I are looking forward to having a video club in the village.
Oh, it's a lot of extra work for me and Betty.
Well, yes, I can see that, but it will save us a drive into Porchester.
Right, nutty professor.
Anyway, I am in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, sorry. Just the biscuits.
Yes, they're for the electrician.
Oh?
And his mate. And the boy, Lee. They always come in threes, don't you find?
Oh, Neil's handy about the house, so we never really need anyone in.
You are lucky. Robert's more cerebral. They've only been in half an hour and already they're demanding something to dunk in their tea.
Neil likes ginger nuts. Oh, that's £2.19, please.
Take it out of this. I asked them what sort, and they said, surprise me. So you end up buying three packets.
There we go. £2.81 change.
Thanks.
What are they doing?
Well, whatever it is electricians do underneath floorboards, as long as the power's back on by one, I don't mind.
Huh?
My new fridge is coming this afternoon.
Oh, nice.
We've gone for a German make.
Oh.
Bright red.
Goodness.
I wanted to make a bold statement in the kitchen.
I'd love a new fridge freezer.
Our new cooker was delivered yesterday. I'm feeling quite exhausted with it all, to be honest. But it'll all be worth it in the end.
Well, must get on with these.
Sorry, am I holding you up? Oh, the birdcage. Oh. Not as funny as the original, of course. I don't suppose you got that in, have you?
What?
La Cage aux Folles.
Oh, we don't do foreign films.
Pity. It's a gay classic.
Mm.
Tell you what. I think I'll treat myself. I deserve some R&R after the week I've had. I'll take this out for the weekend, please.
Sorry, I'm not ready yet.
Well, couldn't I just pay you and take it?
No, you'll have to wait. You've got to join first.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll do that then.
What? Now?
Well, I presume the sooner I join, the sooner you'll let me take a film out.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the book.
We'll have to do a production of this in Ambridge.
Right.
Sunningdale just wasn't ready.
Name?
My name?
Yes.
Susan, you know my name.
Mrs. Snell, I've got to do this by the book.
Linda Snell.
Linda Snell. Home address?
Ambridge Hall, Ambridge.
Ambridge.
Borsetshire.
And how long have you lived at the above address?
Oh, let's see, 1986. Coming up for 16 years.
Fine. Now, I need two items of ID with signatures on.
What?
A driving licence and cheque card will do.
I've only come out with £5 of my car keys.
I also need two letters or recent utility bills with your name
this
and address.
This is ludicrous. I only want to borrow a video. If I'd known you were going to interrogate me, I'd have asked my solicitor to be present.
I don't make the rules.
Really?
Can't issue you with a membership card without the correct ID. And you can see the sign.
What sign?
Up there, in big letters. No card, no film.
Oh, that's it, darling. Show Janet how you lift your leg.
There. Very good, Daniel.
Now the other one. That's it. Nice and straight.
Ow!
Oh. That's enough for now. We'll have to show Grandma Bunty your exercises at the weekend.
Is she coming?
She is.
Yeah! Can I have a flapjack, Mum?
Oh, no. We'll be having lunch in 10 minutes, sweetheart.
Oh. Well, can I go and play then?
Yeah, of course you can. Oh, he's eating us out of house and home. Still, they did warn us about that. How's he coping with the splint? Well, it takes him a little while to drop off to sleep. He finds it very uncomfortable.
I'd hate it.
His morning bath cheers him up, though.
Does it help the stiffness?
Mm, gets him going for the day. I used to enjoy the children's ward best when I was nursing. I always forget you were a nurse.
And are you coping okay?
So far. Mum's being a tower of strength. She seems to pop up from nowhere exactly when she's needed.
Bless her.
Yes. But, Alistair's presented me with a bit of a dilemma this week.
What?
He wants Ed Grundy's band to come and practice here.
At the stables? Why?
Well, apart from the fact they've nowhere else to go, I think he's trying to recapture his lost youth.
Well, it makes a change with someone to show them some enthusiasm.
Yeah, I suppose so.
They get so much stick.
And I don't want to put a damper on things.
So encourage them, then. Unless you feel it's too much for you at the moment.
Oh, what the heck, I'll say they can.
Oh, good for you.
It'll prepare me for when Daniel starts getting into loud music.
I've got some news, too.
What?
I've seen a job advertised.
Oh, where?
A parish in Norfolk.
Norfolk? You can't move to Norfolk.
I might have to. They want someone to start at the end of the summer.
Oh, Janet, I wish I could make you change your mind.
I always wanted to be in a band, didn't you?
Hmm?
I was one of those desperate bedroom air guitarists.
Alistair, I know who it is.
Sorry, Jim?
Siobhan's lover. I know who it is.
Oh.
Brian Aldridge.
What?
If you're going in for a video for the weekend, don't bother.
Morning, Linda.
Hello, you two. At least she handed over the biscuits without the third degree.
Sorry?
Susan holding me up in the shop. Only I've got workmen in, you see, and you have to watch them like a hawk, don't you?
Yes. How's it coming along?
Oh, still a nasty smell of damp, but you expect that. It's only been 2 weeks.
Yes.
At least I can visualise it coming together now. Though I wouldn't call it homely yet.
The insurance people were hot off the mark?
Yes, that was a blessing. We've got specialist builders in to replace all the skirting board downstairs, you know.
Nasty.
And as soon as the electrician's finished, they can get the floorboards back down. We're having them sanded and varnished.
Nice.
Of course, you had all this at Honeysuckle Cottage when you moved in, didn't you, Tim?
Hmm?
Endless workmen. And back and forth between Grey Gables, Rickyard Cottage and Ambridge Hall like a yo-yo. Robert's immersed in work. Still, I'm the artistic one. I could give Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen a run for his money.
Huh.
Anyway, I must fly. I expect Lee's desperate for a custard cream. I'll leave you to it.
Bye, Linda. I'm glad it's going well.
Yeah, bye.
Slowly but surely. Bye.
Brian.
Yeah.
It's incredible. When did you find out?
Friday night. I just walked in on them.
No.
Phew. There was just something about him I knew straight away.
It's amazing.
I've been so stupid.
Well, you weren't to know.
I should have guessed.
Well, how could you if they were determined to keep it a secret?
I mean, Brian Aldridge of all people.
I can't take it in.
No, they'd still be at it now if I hadn't found out.
So close to home.
Well, she says she'll stop seeing him.
Mm, good.
And we're trying to get back to normal, but it's like there's this elephant in the middle of the room and no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hell, Alistair. We're moving around the house like strangers. You know, the galling thing is she doesn't even seem to be sorry.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, she doesn't see it. She wants me to forgive her, but she won't show any remorse.
I'm sorry, mate.
No, as long as she has no regrets, I'm in limbo. It's like an open wound.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, that's it now. The trust's completely gone.
Surely not.
After what she's done?
Look, I know it doesn't feel like it now, but you can rebuild trust over time.
No. No, you just don't get it. Oh, how could you? Married to a woman like Sheila.
Do you mind if I have my sandwich?
Not at all.
I don't like eating in surgery. It's unprofessional.
I'll go for it if you're hungry.
Oh, I am. I had to bring this one over from the shop.
Didn't you go home for lunch?
No time. Stayed to help Betty and pack the DVDs and videos.
Oh, yeah?
Then we had to arrange them on the shelves.
Oh, sounds fiddly.
Oh, it took ages. We neither of us can reach the top row. We'll be up and down. It's a health and safety issue.
That's not very good.
No. Well, I left Betty with the war and action section. They're on the bottom shelf. Oh, it was chaos.
A lot of extra work, then.
Mm. But what Mr. Woolley wants, Mr. Woolley gets. Mm. Mrs. Snell was after some smutty foreign film. She didn't have the right ID. I'm working to rule on this one.
So, did you have a nice time on Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said it was your wedding anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Our 18th. Yes, thanks. I made a special meal. We had wine and everything.
Mm, lovely.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Mm.
Afternoon, Susan.
Doctor.
Have you done that referral letter for Mrs. Booth?
Yeah, it's on your desk.
Thanks. So, Janet,
I just popped in to check my counselling appointments for next week.
All right. Would you like a coffee? I've got 10 minutes before surgery. Well, I'm sure Susan could rustle one up.
Yeah, of course.
No, Tim, really. I need to be in Darrington soon.
Ah, well, if you're sure.
I'm really sorry.
No, it can't be helped. I know you're much in demand.
Yes.
Well, I'll catch you another time, then.
Brian,
Not again.
What do you mean?
Oh, you don't think this is the first time? He really is a swine.
What? Who?
Caroline.
Caroline?
And I'm sure there have been more.
I can't take all this in. Caroline? When?
Oh, years ago.
Well, you never said.
Well, it never came up. Oh, it makes me so angry. One of my best friends might be moving to Norfolk because of this mess.
Tim said it's over now.
Well, what difference does that make? The damage is done.
Well, it makes him feel better.
Oh, you know, Elizabeth rang me this morning. She said Siobhan's in a bad way.
Well, so's Tim.
It's all falling into place. Oh, poor Jennifer.
Do you think we should say something?
What, to Jennifer?
Mm.
No, I don't. She'd be devastated.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian's done enough damage. Tim's shell-shocked, Janet's miserable, and he comes up smelling of roses. How typical of him. And, you know, he'll creep back to Jennifer now it's over.
Until the next time?
Yeah, probably.
I can't see him ever leaving her.
No. Oh, let's just pray she never finds out.
Methinks Shula doth protest a little too loudly. Let's not forget she has a past, eh? The Archers was written by Noel Gadana. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.